our payment.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations, trying to capture the diversity of background, of experience, of the American electorate, the people that aren't currently represented. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like literally working out of a restaurant.
Yep, casting call Alexandria. Mm-hmm. What just happened with that vote, by the way?
The Senate vote.
Uh-huh.
They did a test vote on the Green Deal.
Written by the UN in 2008, not Alexandria. Go ahead. Yeah.
And so the vote was 0 to 57.
Yeah.
But the reason it was 0 to 57, of course, is the Democrats did not want anyone to know how they really felt about
so
the Green
vote.
Deal. So they just didn't vote. Only the Republicans voted.
Oh, my gosh. The shenanigans. Anyway, all right. Okay. In fact, we have a caller. We were just talking about a new executive order on EMP that'll be coming out, expected to sign very, very soon. We've been talking about EMPs for a little while, and so we'll take a caller. This was from our last hour discussion. Go right ahead, caller.
So President Trump wrote that little piece on there that we could add EMPs. The president did that. We have been studying that for quite some time in this area, mm-hmm. and we have found a lot of good things on the internet for the having your own electrical panel.
Yes,
they're coming down in price. That's really great.
That's awesome.
You can hook it up. You can power your house. You can buy light bulbs that you can lay in the sun and they get the electricity.
I've seen those.
And then when the things go out, you just turn them on, you got light in your house.
I love it. Hey, thanks for that. I really appreciate the call. Yeah, there's a lot of ways in which you can help yourself.
There's a lot of things
you can do that are just simple. They're not super costly. And you can at least be prepared somewhat. I mean, there's no reason not to be prepared somewhat, whether or not it happens. But we were just looking at this, and there are smaller tactical ways.
Yes, there are. Small. I didn't know that. I thought they were all large type nukes, but no. There are some small tactical ones that can just take out a city.
Yeah, a city or a particular electrical grid. Or we're having a lot of power outages with the airlines and so forth. And there's industries being hit and lots of hacking, right? And so why in the world would we not think that something like that couldn't happen? Mm. Of course it can.
Yeah.
Of course it can. So I think just to be an American with a brain walking around, that we need to kind of think out what some of the things are that are coming, what we've seen in the press as far as maybe alluding to some things that are coming, and do our due diligence in order to help ourselves. It's funny. It's almost like I think there are a section of people out there that think you have to buy into the fact it's going to happen in order to do something, and that
right,
isn't true.
No.
And so I think no matter what, be prepared. Have your car stocked. Have your house ready to go if something happens.
And actually, mm-hmm. all cars will run without their electronics you know how to do it. So if you just prepare ahead of time,
like,
even your car would run after an EMP.
I thought the cars have after, I think it was, what is it, like 1980-something that you can't,
No.
They're totally hooked into different
electronic systems. Into a computer that runs them. But you can adjust different things on them manually that would allow them to run. You wouldn't get all the lights and stuff on the dashboard.
You might be pedaling it like the Flintstones.
Not quite that bad, but you could get the engine running.
Okay, well, I did not know that. I thought you had to have a car that was, I think, what is it, less than 1985 or older, no?
You have to be a pretty good, I mean, you have to be mechanical.
Yeah.
But
what you're saying is it's not something you can't learn
now. That's right.
While you do have electricity to learn it, while you do have the technology, I just feeling like something's coming. And I don't know if you all get that feeling, but I feel like something's coming. It's either going to be a disaster of some sort. FEMA's ready to go. Government contractors are certainly ready to go, aren't they? And then, of course, we've got the EMP threat, if there is a threat on that, which, why not? We're already seeing industries hit consistently. So You know, all of it is up for, you know, I think, conversation.
Yeah. You know, I don't get too worked up about threats anymore, though. I lived my whole life with threats. I was one of the first generations that went through the duck and cover drills. You know?
The old duck and cover.
Yeah, I don't get too worked up.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on just a little bit, because I do want to get to the wall, too, some few questions that aren't being asked. But this was actually good news today. This was actually on The New American. This was written by Raven Klabo, which is about Trump's DOJ supports judge's ruling that could end Obamacare. This is an interesting headline. You always have to look inside the headlines. But they always do some pretty good work as far as bringing up all the components of some of their fact checking, which I like. So what was the upshot of this? Go ahead.
A U.S. District Court Judge, Reed O'Connor, who was appointed by George W. Bush in 2007.
Right.
There was a case in Texas that was brought before this judge. And in the case, he ruled that even though the mandate had been removed, the entire Obamacare was still unconstitutional. The nice thing about this ruling by this judge is that it's even after the Supreme Court made their ruling. So he's actually telling the Supreme Court, you were wrong.
Yeah, making the Affordable Care Act invalid. And that was the Texas versus Azar case. Correct? Okay, so so this is kind of interesting. Surprising turn of events that happened yesterday, where the Trump administration said it supports a federal judge's ruling that the entire Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional and would not defend the federal health care law, prompting, of course, the crying and wailing of more individuals out there that seem to be having a heck of a week.
But Judge O'Connor actually said that his determination came by reasoning that Justice John Roberts called that through the mandate was not applicable.
Yeah, I agree.
So he said Roberts was wrong.
He was.
Which everybody knew that, but this guy's called him out now and said, defend yourself on this case.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I think it's great. And so there was a great article on this. I'll put it on Facebook on the Kate Daly Show. You can check it out. But it's a win. I think it's a small one, but it's a win. And hey, we'll take anything we can get at this point. We'll take any wins. And I think this is definitely in the right direction.
You know, someone asked me today about that. What would happen now? How does this affect what they're talking about?
Sure.
Well, it actually is a bigger thing than I think a lot of people think, because if it's upheld, then that means that there's no way they can move straight to a single payer like Medicare for All,
right?
Because they couldn't close down all private health insurance that fast to do that.
Okay.
This prevents them from shutting down private health insurance, which would be required to go to single payer.
Yes. Pelosi put a few words together in a sentence, and she said, tonight in federal court, the Trump administration decided not only to try to destroy protections for Americans. You mean mandates for Americans? How are we protected by a mandate? Anyway, protections for Americans living with pre-existing conditions. Isn't that what the whole industry is built on? Is the fact that, anyway.
Sure.
But to declare all-out war on health care of the American people.
Yeah, that's it. He wants to kill us all, especially those of us that vote for him.
Can we not get health insurance on our own? I mean, are we in a state of where we just simply can't do it unless the government hands it to us?
Well, but more importantly is, how many people actually died before the government stepped in for lack of medical care? I grew up in a very poor family.
Right.
We always were able to go to the doctor if it was needed. No matter what had to be done, what kind of payment plan or whatever, we always were able to get medical care long before any of these programs existed.
Yeah. You know, health care has to remain private. And the prices should come down. Should it be $100 for a Tylenol? No. But we've talked about the circus as to why that ensues. And it's a lot more complicated, and not because capitalism, because they love to just down capitalism. But there's so much government involvement with that made that spiral out of control.
But the high prices are actually a form of taxation. They tax the people who can afford to pay ridiculously to pay for those who
can't
pay.
Yeah.
So we pay $100 for an aspirin,
right,
and the poor guy gets his for free.
And, I mean, honestly, it's the worst coverage you've ever seen your life. So now everyone can't afford anything. So that's it is that out of step. So I love it when Pelosi comes out with her nonsensical statement. I do think we need a tax break for having to deal with her. I really do. Having to listen to her sentences and try and pick out truth, because there isn't any. It's very difficult to listen to these sentences. Anyway, so I thought that was worthy of a mention for sure. And I love being able to say, hey, something great happened.
Yep.
And we can maybe work towards this nonsense. We all realize that his vote was responsible for keeping Obamacare in.
And the other thing is, this had absolutely nothing to do with the president.
Yeah.
This was our judicial system that did this.
I know.
The president had nothing to do with it.
Isn't it funny, though? No, it doesn't matter what they're talking about. It's always Trump. It's always
Trump.
Well,
that's what she said.
It drives me crazy.
That's what Pelosi
said. She said
Trump wants to kill you. It had nothing to do with him.
I know.
It was a Texas judge.
Trump's administration.
State.
Trump's ruling. Trump's this. Trump's. I'm so tired of it. But yeah. So hopefully we can work through this nonsense. Caller, you have 45 seconds. Nail it. Go ahead.
Well, this is one reason, big reason, that seriously, these guys are bought off.
Yep.
People that say, oh, the conspiracy theory people, this seriously makes you look at it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
something's going on above all these people.
Yeah.
This is because that's an equal step into socialism, into communism, is getting this health care.
Yep.
Forcing people, forcing businesses, taking the free market from America.
Yep.
I agree with you. Thank
Amen.
You for that. Yes. In so many ways.
Yep.
Yes. When we come back, I want to talk about the wall. We'll take your calls to 888-673-1450. Serving up a lot of crow this week, it's pretty fun. And I'm going to admit it's pretty fun. And we can also talk about civility when we come back too. There's lots of, people that are now just asking for apologies. We've dwindled it down to, we'll be the bigger person and just move on. How do you play in this arena with these people and maintain who you are? I'd also like to talk about that, too. But first, let's talk about the wall. There's some things I want to bring up about the wall and questions that weren't asked today or answered today that I want that wall. I do. And so I want these questions addressed. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I have no idea what that was. I had something queued up.
That's
that was
what
wrong.
It was supposed to be. That's
okay.
Up for sure.
Maybe we'll get that on the next one. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And I've got Uncle Milty with me. We were just talking about, all kinds of stuff going on in the media today. But the circus ensues. The bread and circuses really ensue. The circus itself is pretty fun to watch, actually, this week alone. A lot of meltdowns this week. One thing I want to bring up that I noticed, I got an alert on my phone last night, of course, that the Pentagon released the $1 billion for the wall, and it said 57 miles of wall. And of course, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking something seems very off about these numbers. I want the wall built. We've talked about this endlessly on the show. There's no reason that we shouldn't or couldn't have a wall, especially with what we have in place that's going on in America with the social systems, the money, the drug trafficking, the profiteering off of what comes over the border illegally. And there are reasons to have a wall now that might not have been there 100 years ago, but they're there now.
Sure.
Okay. So with that being said, 57 miles for $1 billion. Does that seem high to anyone? I would imagine that if you really looked at the number itself, 57 miles, that's all that buys for $1 billion. Why is that?
Because it costs $17.5 million a mile, okay?
That is a lot of money, $17.5 million. The one thing I noticed from all of the articles in mainstream, and I can't say all, that's pretty broad. Let's just say that I looked at a good number of them. The one thing that they had in common was they never told you how much a mile it was going to be. Okay. And there's a lot of reasons for this, but it's interesting that it's $17.5 million per mile. We have a border that stretches about 2,000 miles. And so Israel, for instance, they were able to build their wall. And even just recently, it's a pretty high tech wall, for under $2 million, $1.5 to $2 million per mile. Depending on which piece of property it was on. And that's a pretty good amount, sure. Right? Even that would be a pretty good amount, $1.5 million to $2 million. And so just to kind of understand this, I think just a little bit more, for the $1 billion that the Pentagon just released, and the Democrats are having a meltdown over this, which is so funny. It's so funny to watch. They're saying that they shouldn't be able to take monies from where they're taking it to build the wall, even though those programs directly are about the very problem that's coming over the wall. But
countering drug.
But okay. Has nothing to do with it, right? And so we should be able to get at least, I mean, we're talking, if we were even spending $3 million a mile, then we should at least get over 300 miles out of mileage out of this wall that we're paying for. When Americans are looking at this, one thing I noticed in the comments was, good, build it. Yes, we're winning. This is awesome. What I also noticed was that nobody was asking about the numbers and thinking that something was very off about this. There was a Texas company that George P. Bush, the grandson, actually allocated to win an award after they gave him money for his campaign, that basically got $150 million to build 6 miles. That's a pretty expensive mile.
Yeah.
What would we say if it were $50 million a mile? Would anyone even question it? And this is the reason I'm saying this. It isn't, for me, the wall should be built. And I'm not saying that this is cost only. What I'm saying is that back in 2006, okay, back in 2006 when they passed through the act, and it was after the Real ID Act, and they passed through the Secure Fence Act, and everyone that is crying about it today and having an utter meltdown voted for it. So they passed through this. So how, really the topic of this conversation is, how do you be perceived to want a wall but never build it? How do you get by doing that without anyone noticing? So when the Secure Act allocated funds, we actually got very little wall. We got some pedestrian built wall. Mm-hmm. We got some wall that was just high enough that a car couldn't go over it, but people could basically just walk over it. Remember the lame yard your neighbor had growing up and you were able to just walk through it? Okay. That's kind of what we got for the money. And we allocated a lot of funds towards the Secure Act. And then we only got very little wall. And we got wall in different sections for different things that didn't really amount to much. So they decided that really out of the 2006 Secure Fence Act, which they got plenty of money for to build it, if you're going to go in terms of what Israel just built, we only got about 367 miles that were actually what we would consider the wall today.
Yeah.
300 miles. That's it. That's all we got for the money. 600 total, but that's why it varies on what kind of wall.
See, but people are so used to hearing billion and trillion.
Yes, you're right.
And they
don't
ever stop to think, what is $1 billion? Mm-hmm. Dollars? Yeah. $1 billion is $27,397 every day for 10 years.
That's a lot of money.
Every day for 10 years.
It is a lot of money.
It's a ton of money.
Yeah. So they started building this thing very slowly. They started saying, you know, basically it was just going to take so much more money to build it. They really weren't getting the materials right. I mean, we're talking every possible way to slow this thing up that you could probably imagine. And so they wanted, the DHS was saying, you know, we need to construct 700 miles of fencing along the southern border, but really didn't even dictate where it had to be built. There really wasn't, under Obama, there really wasn't anything that was, by the time 2008 rolled around, right, that was actually lending to its process that would make any common sense, truly. I mean, they even took the guards and put them an hour out. What's kind of interesting, too, is that in 2008, under Obama, right, in 2008, maybe this was under Bush in that last term of Bush, but the DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff executed a waiver of 30 environmental and other laws pursuant to federal statute to hold up the wall. To hold up the wall so that so that it would be caught in this bureaucratic nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay. So today, I just want to make everybody well aware that today I'm looking around and I'm seeing a lot of walls being built. India and Bangladesh, I think they were able to do it for, a pretty little amount, actually. I think it was 1.2 million they were able to do it for per mile. Morocco, basically, it was 4.7 million a mile. And that was in a very specific, space, but they have 1,700 miles to deal with. And so people were building walls, but it wasn't taking 17 million a mile, and it wasn't taking 26 million a mile to do it. This is a way to slow this down so that by the time 2150 rolls around, we'll still be talking about a segment of only 2,000 miles. This is nothing. But they're making it seem like, well, here's a billion for that 57 miles. Okay, here's 57 miles. We should be building, we should be building at least, 450 miles? Over 400 miles for that amount. And if you work toward the conclusions of looking at how much funding's already been given, you're going to notice that the wall really would probably be nearly built with even the monies that we are getting right now with all the pieces that have been constructed. Yeah.
And we could use illegal aliens for labor and make them build from the south side of the wall.
Yes. Yes, we could. And we can also, inmates could volunteer for the programs to go out and work on these walls, nonviolent offenders or whatever the case may be. It'd be great, right? So there's lots of ways to do this. It wasn't like Israel didn't pay anyone to do it. They did.
Of course.
And they did it for under $2 million a mile. And they just barely did it. In a stretch. And we ended up helping to pay for their wall, but have a really hard time in just putting forth ours, which I find really kind of insane. So in the comment sections of any of these articles, nobody was ever asking how much or why did it seem like we were only getting 57 miles for $1 billion. It's because they have to slow it up so hard to make us think. They want us to concentrate on the fact that it's being built, but not how slowly. And not how we're doing it, which is milking it. I mean, because what do you do when you don't want a wall, but you have to appear like you're giving one? All of these tactics, this is what we've been going through for over a decade, and it's not slowing up. And that's why, I know Trump wants this done. I know he knows the people want this done. Mm-hmm. And I know how many egregious problems we have at the border right now and how many millions now are coming over.
Yeah.
And we have a severe problem, right? And so these companies they're awarding the money to, you're going to notice some things. You're going to notice that they're awarding money to a company like I think it's SFW. SFW was a group from Coastal Environment. Coastal Environment has gotten government contracts before in Katrina and in Sandy, and they also had problems and issues. And so then they invent sort of because they're in New York. They invent an arm of the company that just got erected. Like 2 years ago in 2017. And a year after they're in business, little house in Omaha, two employees, not even in business hardly at all, haven't done a thing. Somehow they're awarded multi-million-dollar contract for putting up the wall.
Yeah.
So then what happens? Well, you can expect that they will have problems and issues. It'll get tied up in court. They were never supposed to probably get the contract. They probably shouldn't because they're not, they don't really have the ability to do a big project like that. And there's another tactic that they use. They use companies, I think they know have issues and that they sort of hand this off and then it ends up in court or what have you. And other people can actually put forth, we don't like that they got awarded the bid. Let's halt it. We want to make sure and it was fair, yada, yada, yada. So all these companies that they seem to be picking too are wrought with problems. And they're also companies that have had fraud problems in the past, like Coastal. So this is what I'm finding is how many ways can you, when the president says, I want a wall, and when the people say, I want a wall, how many ways can you appear like you're doing it, but try to stop it? they're nailing it on as slow as they could possibly go at a turtle's pace. 57 miles for $1 billion. But that's not even questioned.
But instead of discussing these things, what do we hear? House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, Democrat from Washington, rejects the Pentagon's request to move the money. And then they say, we don't care what you think. Uh-huh. And he gets upset and he says, you're not asking for our permission?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's just head games all the time.
It is. It is. And when the company got several contracts to build the one in Texas, and one company got two different contracts because they gave money to get those contracts, by the way. I guess you're not allowed to say that. Yeah, they contributed. Anyway, so they were picked. So here again, $26 million a mile, even if you have legal things that have to go along with each mile, let's say all the extra added costs, even if you were at $3 million a mile, that would be way over what you should spend.
Sure.
In fact, in 2006, they put forth the CPS report. It was the report at the time that said this would cost between $2 to $4 million a mile.
Yep.
Why in the world is it costing what it's costing then? Why isn't anyone asking? These tactics need to be called out. And that was the first thing. I was looking at that thinking, there's no way. 57 miles for $1 billion. Do we know how much money this is? There's no way. When all these other countries are building it so much faster and doing it so much cheaper, and you can say, well, the government contracts have to pay so much. They don't have to. They don't. We have accepted this. It isn't like a practice that has to happen because you get a federal job, you get X amount of dollars. That there's something very not right about that. I'll take your calls when I come back. I know people probably have a lot of comments. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we were just talking about the price of the wall and how the tactics that are used by some people in government to slow it down and make sure it doesn't happen. Kind of interesting, right? So bringing up to just bringing this to the attention that Israel built a wall for $2 million a mile, a little bit less than $2 million a mile, and other countries have done that. They've even been far less. But for some reason, here in America, we're saying that it costs $17 million a mile to $26 million a mile or more. There's something wrong with that. And so when you saw $1 billion coming from the Pentagon, $1 billion only paying for 57 miles, that should pay even on a bad day at $3 million a mile. We should at least have over 300 miles, if not going up to about 450 miles. That's what it should be. And we could get this wall done very quickly for very little money, actually, and hire from the labor pools that say aren't the government contracts, but the labor pools that are, say, inmates or people on the other side of the wall or what have you. There's lots of ways to do this that could be done. And the American people have voiced their opinion. That's why everyone elected right now has at some point been elected on the fact that they wanted some type of wall. So you can't tell me that we're all divided on this, because that's even why those the strange liberals were invited to their spot, was because they actually said they thought that there was an immigration problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How come I'm smelling unions?
Ooh. Well, yes. Yeah.
One time we were building this sewer pipeline for this community, right? This is like, I was a young man, it was like 40 years ago.
Okay.
And all the laborers had to be paid $14.95 an hour.
Right.
It was crazy money back then.
Yeah. Well, this is even, I mean, we're talking ratcheting it up to absolute insanity. So this isn't even the difference between, say, 30 an hour or 40 an hour to 20 hour. This is like insanity that we're paying this much per mile. And I think it's an effort for a lot of people out there that don't want the wall built, that would like to slow it down, because they've tried every single antic. Thank you. They've tried everything. In fact, back Mexico even went to the Organization of the United States, which is a Soros group, the same group, by the way, that helped fund the caravan that we just had, okay? They were part of that funding process. Those people got paid. They answered ads, by the way.
Yeah.
And so you had the same organization writing letters saying that they wanted us to rethink the wall. So there has been a concerted effort anytime anything's ever been passed to not build it. And all I'm saying is, if we go 57 miles at a time, and have to fight tooth and nail to get 57 miles built, when is this thing ever going to get built? That's my point, is that the game's being played right now, in order to slow it down, it's so ridiculous. Whether or not you want to think Trump is part of that, I don't know what school of thought you're coming from. I think he absolutely actually wants the wall.
Sure he does.
And I think there are a lot of people at hand that don't under him and that are trying all of these various games, and they can ratchet up as much as they want and pick the winners of these government contracts, and these people are very well off.
Well, and the system's been set up to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The bidding process for federal contracts is unbelievably complex. I mean, you have to have so many minority employees. Mm-hmm. You have to have this. You have to provide certain amount of insurance.
It's
unbelievable.
Uncle Milty, at the same time, I look at so much fraud and abuse. It's like that girl and that guy that got hired for catering, right? The food after Katrina.
Uh-huh. Never.
So much money and never delivered the food.
Not a dime.
I mean, and it took eons, right, to get that to go through. There was a company that I was talking about in the last segment that they weren't paying their subcontractors. And you know what their fine was? $200,000.
That's why it's so complex. The process is complex to give the people in charge in the bureaucracy a way to determine who's going to play ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's about.
And if they're almost putting it on the government contracts as if these are the bids, but nobody put the bid that high except themselves.
Right.
And so why are we slowing it up? Because you can't get enough money through to pay for $17 to $26 million a mile.
Yeah.
How do you get the funds for that? Most expensive wall ever built in the world? Are you kidding? Why can't we just have Israel come build it? I mean, this is just insanity. They just built some pieces of their wall and you know, we had a caller call on the break, and he was saying how, you know, all they had to put up a sign said landmines in East Germany. And they did. They had landmines. But anyway, you know, that actually kept people out. But because of the situation we're in 2019, this isn't 100 years ago, there are reasons that wall should be put up and be put into place. And it's not a bad thing. And we should get it done.
I have an idea.
What's up?
Offer Mexico this deal.
Uh-huh.
You build the wall.
Uh-huh.
You supply the labor, the materials, uh-huh. build the wall along the whole border,
uh-huh.
and we'll pay you $17 million a mile. How could they turn that down? They'd be making $15 million a profit per mile.
There you go. I mean, when I was looking at this and I was looking at all the shenanigans, doesn't anyone care? And I know you do. I'm saying out there in America that we had already passed this and allocated money and didn't get hardly anything for it. We're in the exact same boat that we're in 2006. And if the American people don't start calling on these shenanigans, when I notice comments and when I notice articles never mentioning what it's costing, and then all of a sudden I see people not even questioning the amount. They're not seeing the game that's being played, I don't think. They're not seeing that they're slowing this up to the point of nauseam, 57 miles for $1 billion. You know, if somebody came and wanted to build your house and told you, not your neighbor that spent $200,000, but you, that it was going to be $45 million to build your home, would you put up with that? Of course not. So we're putting up with it, And we put up with it in 2006, and we didn't call them on all the shenanigans that they did then. And that was not only you had Chertoff Department of Homeland Security calling in the EPA for any cotton picking reason he could think of to stop and halt the process, but we also had walls that, and they say, well, these companies just didn't know what they were doing. But you were just talking about the government contract business, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't they supposed to vet it for, hey, do they have this many Mexicans and this many women? Okay, but they can't vet it enough to say, hey, geez, the company's only been in business a year. They might not be able to do this. Yeah. And so that slows it up too. So mm-hmm. we have all these different ways to slow it up, and we're not asking those kinds of questions. The Secure Fence Act was, it's so ridiculous how that all panned out. And we didn't demand more from that.
No.
We had Obama right afterwards, and Bush, we should have held his feet to the fire on this thing. And then we had Obama right afterwards who didn't want it. And so people just, I think, stopped asking about it. Isn't that what happened? I mean,
yeah. And our system is such that mm-hmm. that we get defrauded all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when like those people with the food.
Right, right. Yep.
And that was
pure
fraud.
They got away with millions.
Pure fraud.
It was.
And it happens a lot. It doesn't make the news, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always said if we could just stop the fraud in mm-hmm. government,
yeah.
how much money we could save.
Yeah. It was interesting, too, that when the Secure Fence Act was put out, there weren't a whole lot of details. There wasn't a whole lot of details put out. And so it presented a host of problems because without those details of knowing exactly where they were putting, exactly what was going to happen. And then what they said was, then the big caveat was, well, they put up little tiny sections and a lot of the sections didn't work. So therefore, the wall doesn't work. Okay, that's not true either. When you put up a wall the size of a vehicle and you don't go any higher and people could get over that very easy, then you're not. I mean, of course it didn't work. Look what they put up. Look what we got
right,
for our money.
Right.
So where did all the money go?
Hmm.
Crickets. Just crickets. Nobody knows where the money went. Nobody knows. So that's another huge problem that we're having. And the tactics are being used again. That's what we're seeing.
Another scary part, though, mm-hmm. is that they didn't say $1 billion to build 57 miles of wall.
Mm-hmm.
They said $1 billion to build 57 miles of fencing. Yeah, I mean, there's a difference.
Right. There's just no reason in the world not to have this. And I know there might be a few people out there that don't want it. Well, then I guess we just, at some point, cease to be the United States then, because this problem isn't going away. It's only getting worse. We have more caravans coming.
Yeah.
Thanks, Soros. And we also have, so many problems with some of the walls that are built right now. They need to be shored up. It's so funny when you really think about this wall, and it's only 2,000 miles in its entirety, okay? You just wouldn't think that that'd be that big of a problem, would you? You wouldn't think that after all these decades or several decades later, we're still talking about how to get it built. I've seen city projects that I thought were huge go up so much faster than this project is sort of meeling along. It's you know, so many restrictions on it, so many ways to get it not done. And it clearly is being stopped and being part of this design to halt the very thing, because you have to make it look like you want it, but then you also have to stop it in every single way that you can and still save face to get reelected. That's a difficult job, isn't it?
Sure.
We should give them an award for conducting this and not having very many Americans ask about it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I totally agree with what the points that you've brought up about that. And just out of my own personal experience, mm-hmm. You know, I had a company that was bidding for one of these federal projects, mm-hmm. not necessarily construction.
Right.
But, you know, they put out the request for proposal. We jumped through all these different hoops. It kept getting stalled and stalled. And finally, what should have taken like 2 months, to just go through the process.
Right.
It took 9 months.
I believe it.
After we were able to secure the bid, then we went to start because they had given us a start date in the bid. And the person who didn't want the project to go through the way that we had proposed it to go through,
even though
a higher up had said, yeah, you're a go. He's like, oh, we're not going to start that date that we told you to start. And we said, what are you talking about? That's what's in our contract. He's like, oh, you know, it could be like, we could just start anytime within the next year. And we're going, are you kidding? Like, that's our livelihood. And so we took him to court, and it just dragged out and dragged out in court. So you have all these key people that are buried in all these different bureaucracies to stall projects. Why? Because they want to give their cronies the money because they want the kickback, and we weren't going to supply that.
Yep, I agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that perspective. Love it. How long did it take Obamacare to get implemented? That was pretty quick.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a lot of money.
Man, that was fast. Try and put up even 1,500 miles of a wall. Takes forever.
Well, with Obamacare, they didn't have to read it.
True. Yeah. In fact, didn't that go through? I mean, wasn't it? Didn't it go in effect? I mean, just a couple of years, right?
Yep.
By the time, because they remember Obama hired his friends to do the website, even, and they were incompetent. And even with that level of incompetence, they still got it done very quickly. And here we are sitting here since 2004, because they tried to do some things back 2004, 2005 that didn't work. So they had to do the Secure Fencing Act. But since 2006, let's say, okay, since then, we still don't even have half of it built. Oh, the incompetence. Yeah, I people need to start asking. $17 million a mile, $26 million a mile. There's a lot of people making out like a bandit. We should be asking about that. That's a whole nother issue. Usually the liberals like to hone in on that and nothing else. What I'm talking about is the slowing up process to having it built. They've got to appear to want it, but they don't actually want it. How do they do that? Exactly what you're seeing lay out in front of you. 57 miles at a turtle's pace, $1 billion just for that alone, which should never be the case. We should have at least a third of it built, or a fourth of it built with the amount of money we're spending today, the amount of money that got released. Be faithful, be fearless. We can do this. And thanks, Uncle Milton. We'll be back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great night.